It's Magic at the Movies, and wow, what a pleasure to be in the company of, well, two of Hollywood's greats, I suppose, because if you actually think about it, you guys have had some massive successes. We are, of course, talking to Pete Docter and Jonas Rivera from Pixar, because you're here for Disney's Up, and wow, what a great film.
Thanks for having us.
Tell me a little bit about the film, first of all, for anyone who's been on planet Mars and has not seen all the publicity for it.
Well, it's a film about a 78-year-old man who floats his entire house to South America using helium balloons, ties to the roof, and accidentally brings along this neighborhood kid, too, as well, Russell, who's a very enthusiastic boy, won't leave him alone. He has every single achievement badge. You know, he's a scout, except for his assisting the elderly badge, which is what he's after. And the two of them end up in South America on these fantastic adventures and places I didn't even know existed before we started this film. So,
See, that's the job of a producer, to find these sort of places and stuff, and that's what you did, Jonas.
Yeah, well, luckily, Pete, we found through research these tapuis in South America, and actually through a filmmaker of Adrian Warren, who lives here, doesn't he?
Yeah.
And okay. we do a lot
near
of research.
Sussex.
That's right. We do a lot of research on all these films, no matter what they are, so we actually took a trip down to South America with our art department, story department, and lived there for a week, exploring, drawing, you know, taking photos so that we could try to replicate. This is a real place when you see the film. This place exists. We did it our own stylized way, but these are real places, these mountains.
Yeah, it's these fantastic tabletop mountains that are nearly flat on the top with 90-degree sheer cliff walls that go dropping down about a mile. It's like impossible. You just don't think this could really exist, but that's...
Yeah, so we thought it'd be fun to put a 78-year-old man with a cane up there.
That's right, that's right.
A cane and four tennis
and
balls.
Four tennis balls. For traction.
That's right.
But I was actually always wondering, you know, what does a producer of an animated film do? Because, you know, there's not necessarily the locations to go and find to film
right.
in, but obviously you have got the real locations there to do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I'd probably do similar to what a producer of a live-action film would do. I coordinate, I manage, I build the crew. But first and foremost, I kind of protect the creative vision that Pete has kind of born from his head. I have to get it from, and if you hear it, just even the description, it's a far-out premise. It's hard to even explain. My job is have to take that with no visuals and help create the team that will make the visuals and get it to the screen, but preserve its heart, its emotion, its humor, whatever the elements are of it. So it's a kind of a balancing act of computer science, production, and art.
And once again, you've come up with some amazing characters.
Oh,
some just fantastic ones. I mean, Carl Fredrickson, he's a hero. He's such a cool guy. But I gather you based him on yourself.
Well, yeah. I mean, all of us have a bit of an old man to us. You know, even though we work at this high-tech, cutting-edge, you know, computer technology that we use at work, we're sort of stick in the mud for like old school stuff, and you know, we all love the great old Disney films, and so yeah, it was a great chance to kind of tip the hat a little bit to our grandparents and people that we admire growing up.
And you were also responsible, I gather, for a bit of Toy Story as well. Was it right that you based Buzz on yourself as well?
Well, I did the voice of Buzz when we were, like, the way we work is, you know, we write the script, but then we quickly draw and film those drawings and make kind of a comic book version, if you will. You can sit in the movie and kind of approximate, you can sit in the movie theater and kind of approximate what the film is going to be like. So for that, we need our own music and dialogue and sound effects, and I did the voice for Buzz, and then I was supervising animator on that show, so I get to do a lot of the cool Buzz movements. So it was fun. That was
and
a good show.
That's you know, coming back soon as well. We've got the third one of that coming up, which I'm so excited about.
Yeah.
I love Up. I absolutely love Up.
Oh, thanks.
But Toy Story is still my favorite.
Oh, okay.
It's in my top five films ever.
Is it?
Wow.
Yeah, I just absolutely love that. The characters in that are just as good. But I have to say, I'm sort of veering towards Kevin.
Oh, yeah?
I love Kevin the bird.
Oh, yeah.
Who's female.
Kevin is my favorite. Yeah, Kevin's based on real birds. When you look at real birds, they're just so entertaining because you never quite know what's going on in their heads. You know, I think if you could put that dog collar that allows you to hear the dog's thoughts, you know, if you put that on Kevin, you'd probably just hear, boop, you know, nothing. But that's the fun of that character is you never know what it's going to do. It's going to eat something or throw up or
if know. I can offer my suggestion,
yes,
his own little mini series.
Oh yeah,
Kevin show. Kevin,
the, yeah, the, I do. The Kevin show. To see more Kevin.
You know, because
yeah.
you've got the little birds thing. You know, yeah. his little, well, her little daughters and sons and stuff. Yeah, so you know, it would work.
Do you like those babies?
I love the babies. Yeah, those are fun. You didn't voice any of those babies, did you?
No, they just kind of chirp.
Yeah.
Yeah. Listen, guys, as I say, I really do love this film. I love Pixar's work in general as well, and I'm really looking forward to whatever you've got coming up next.
Thank you so much.
Very cool to talk with you.